What is happening, this, that, and those listeners? Today's podcast is brought to you by Plain Jane CBD. They are a hemp company focused on making the smoothest, cleanest, and most odorless hemp products on the market. Now, to be honest, they still smell a tad like marijuana, so it's not completely scent-free, but they do a great job of, they're doing their best to make it scent-free of, you know, of weed. And like I said, it's CBD, so you're not going to test positive if you get drug tested. They sell like little packs of cigarettes almost, but they're pre-rolled CBD, so you can smoke it in public, not feel like a degenerate. And you can get your CBD. The hemp rolls are, designed to be an alternative to tobacco, allowing them to be sold and consumed everywhere that cigarettes are currently. They are the sponsor of the they are the first sponsor of the podcast, so I cannot be more grateful for them. And if you want to go check out their stuff, it's very like. Dude, there's CBD companies that are selling CBD oil for $100, $120, $150 for a bottle of CBD. Some of the vape oils are just, they're so expensive. Go to tryplainjane.com. That's tryplainjane.com, TryPlainJane.com. If you can't spell it, probably shouldn't be smoking it. Go to tryplainjane.com. Their prices are phenomenal. Like I said, those packs of the CBD quote-unquote cigarettes, you get 20 of them for like, I want to say it's less than $20, which is unheard of. Let me check, actually. I could tell you real quick exactly how much they are. Actually, no, I can't because I threw the box out. I apologize. This is awkward. Anyway, TryPlainJane.com, on Twitter, TryPlainJane, Facebook, Plain Jane Hemp, Instagram, TryPlainJane. Another little bit of, not business, but a little promotion. The GoFundMe to raise money to buy kids, some unfortunate kids, couple toys for the holidays. That is live. The link will be in the description of the podcast. If you are interested, let me know. We've had some donators. I donated. I told you guys I was going to match the first donation, so I did that. I don't know where we're at right now, but again, any little bit of that helps. So if you're feeling giving on this Giving Tuesday, go ahead, drop a couple bucks, drop a buck. No one's going to know, drop it anonymously. It's a GoFundMe to raise money for some children, okay? Are you too good for the children? Didn't think so. Let's get into it. What's going on, my people? Dude, I love the fact that I have a podcast. I just get to talk shit for, a half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. I just get to talk shit, And speaking of talking shit, Dan, listen to this. Let's see the last time Dan texted me. The last time Dan texted me was on Saturday, and it was just a quick tweet saying that Germans are hilarious, because he's German. These Germans are always sticking together. So the last time he texted me was on Saturday. The last time before that was basically just a happy Thanksgiving, you know? So basic. So basic of him pretending to be a good friend. Anyway. Bad news, guys. My fantasy football is officially over with. I didn't make the playoffs. And I was aware of this. I was aware of this all day. I was aware of this the past couple weeks when I realized that there was really no chance of me doing anything this year. Okay? I needed some people to lose. They didn't lose. They won. Okay? They did what my shit team was supposed to be doing the whole year. Okay? They're taking care of business, playing the right guys, using the matchups, not overthinking it. You know, maybe it's on me. You know? Maybe this season's on me. Maybe I didn't play a couple of the right guys here and there. I didn't plug and play, you know? So maybe this is on me. Again, I knew my season was over with. But this fucking dick texts me today. Sucks that you aren't in the playoffs, bro. Now your life is meaningless. That's at 5:45 today. Okay? He didn't text me in the morning. He didn't want to ruin my morning. He wanted to blindside me. Like fucking Michael Orr in the movie The Blind Side. He blindsided me like he got that, like Michael Orr got blindsided when they gave him a bed. When he was so shocked. Oh, I never had my own bed. Wow. I never thought my best friend would tell me my life was meaningless. I had nothing to say. I just told him to lick my butthole. He said, maybe I will. I got plenty of time now to enjoy myself during the bye week. To really, dude, the knife's already in my gut. Now he's twisting it. If that's not enough, you know, I text him my feelings. I say, I hate you. Then he says, I also won an extra $20 from Reed already, too. Hey, let's guess. Hey, guys, how about this? Let's see if Dan will put any of that money into the GoFundMe for the children. You know, Dan won $20. He's in the playoffs, in the bye. So that means he's winning money regardless. Dan won $20. He's already got more money coming. Let's see if Dan puts money into the GoFundMe. Probably not, because he's a selfish piece of shit. Oh, man. If you can't have a podcast to talk shit about your friends, then what are you doing? Oh, man. Now, obviously, I don't mean any of that. Again, Dan's one of my best friends. Am I angry with him? Yeah, I'm furious. Do I want him to die? A little bit. Do I still want to see him for Christmas? Yeah, okay. So it's not that serious. A little bit serious, not that serious. Whatever, man. After that story on the last podcast of the first time I got drunk, I asked when people's first time getting drunk was. One person said 15 at a sleepover at the girl's house. I was trying to drink like them and never drank in my life. At a sleepover at these girls' house. Oh, so that probably means that she was 15. And maybe the other girls were older, or maybe the other girls were like a little slutty. And they were already out there drinking and they're already like blowing seniors and stuff. That could be also what it is. How terrible is it the first time you try to like drink with older people? I remember one of the first times I tried drinking with older people was what age was I? I was a freshman. Okay, here's what it was. I was a freshman. Actually, there's two times that are ringing a bell. First one was at Kevin Smith, or maybe it was Keith Smith. they had a Christmas party, or not a a Halloween party, and me and my buddies, we went as the people, the YMCA guys. What were they? The village people. So this was like I was like a freshman. They were all seniors, and I was trying to drink with them. And man, oh man, I threw up all over the place. God bless Keith and Kevin's mother, and no, really just their mom. She took such good care of me. She gave me some pajamas, man. I think she let me sleep in their room on the floor. She's like, honey, she's like, dude, God bless her, man. For real. Sweetest woman I've ever met in my life. I only met her that one time, and she took such good care of me. I'll never forget that. So if anybody that was at that party is listening, when I was the YMCA guy, tell that mom that I really appreciated her. The other time, though, was same year, different time, like a little bit later. That was the summer going into like sophomore year. I went to maybe it was my sophomore year going into my junior year. Whatever it was, I was probably 16, 15 or 16. And I went to like that year's prom camping. And then also, my uncle's class happened to be camping at the same place for just like their reunion camping. Not reunion, but like their close group of friends also went out. So I knew they were going camping. I didn't know that they were going camping to the place that we were. So I get there, I see my uncle and all like his buddies that I grew up with, and I was always like the little brother of the group. And my goodness, that was the first weekend that I smoked weed. That was the first weekend that I was drinking vodka and like more than just beer, you know what I mean? Man, we were shit-faced. That was the first weekend I bonged a beer. A lot of firsts happened there. You know, we did a beer slip and slide. It was a blast. It was probably top 10, like funnest times I've had. And then I remember they said like the park rangers were coming. So I pretended to go to sleep. And then they left. I came back out and we kept partying, man. That's how it happened. Dude, how fun is camping, by the way? Is there anything better than camping? Unless it's too hot. When camping is too hot and then everybody's just sweaty and like you're drinking beer and then you're sweating and smell like beer and just dirty. That's awful. But if it's like nice weather, it's a little bit sunny out, you're drinking, you're having a good time. Actually, I almost feel like, and I've said this before, I feel like bad times make way better memories. Like when Jenna and I went to New York, I always talk about this. That was the most miserable like life experience I've ever had during it. Because it was so cold, it hurt. We couldn't stay warm. You couldn't get warm. Once you were cold, you were freezing. And it was just so miserable. But like looking back on it, it was probably like the best time of my life. Which doesn't make any damn sense. Anyway. That first time when you're trying to impress people. When you want to impress people that like you look up to. And you're trying to drink with them. And you just can't. Oh my goodness. It's just embarrassing. It's like. They just like. They belittle you because you've always been the little person to them. And now you're trying to show them that I'm grown up. Like, I could drink with you guys. And like, dude, no, you can't. You just can't do it. Man, my little cousin is so cool, though. My little cousin, Dominic, I asked him, like, I was like, yo, man, like, you guys go out and party, right? And he's like, no, not really. Like, why not? He's like, it's just not for me. Like, it's not cool. It's like, have you ever drank? And he's like, I want to say he said no. And I was like, have you ever like smoked anything? And he's like, no. He's like, it's just not for me. He's like, I don't care that my friends do it, but I don't care. I was like, dude, that is so cool that that's his mindset. And he's like a cool ass kid too. man, shout out to him. Shout out to Dominic. What's another one? 13, my friend's car. Wait, what? Oh, 13, my friend's car drinking that gas station vodka. Piss my pants in St. Louis. Yo, okay. Quick story. I don't want to out her. So this is somebody. I'm more intrigued by her boyfriend because me and him are like, I feel like her boyfriend and I would be great friends, okay? I feel like we would be the best of friends. We've never met each other, but we talk through the girl. Or we don't anymore, but like we used to work together. She had a boyfriend. I really thought he was a cool guy. He thought I was a cool guy too. And we were best friends, but we never knew each other, okay? This girl came to work one time wasted. And I don't mean like a little bit buzzed. I mean like I don't think she knew where she was wasted. And I was like, what? I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, what is going on right now? And she was like, yeah, like me and my boyfriend, we went out. And here's the thing, like her boyfriend was trying to keep her, like on track. And it just wasn't happening, you know, from the jump, you knew it wasn't going to happen. And this is, I'm not shitting on her or anything. She's a great person, boyfriend, great person, have an adorable kid. And so she comes in and we're wasted. And I'm like, what is going on right now? I was like, are you drunk? And she's like, yeah, I've been up since like 2 a.m. I'm like, why did you come to work? Like, why didn't you call off? And she's like, I think I'm going to leave. I'm like, no, here's the thing though. You came in, so I'm leaving. I was like, you need to like order yourself a pizza. You need to go sit in the back room for a minute, chill out. And this customer comes in and she starts talking to her. And then the customer pulls me aside. He's like, hey, I don't think she's okay. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, she reeks of alcohol. I think she might be drunk. I was like, oh, no, you know, she probably is. She's actually just really hung. I said she's really hungover. Like, she's not drunk. She wouldn't come to work drunk. So, I mean, I gave her. Like I helped her out there, you know, so she didn't get fired. But yeah, that was probably one of the funniest times at this job that I had. And I'm not even gonna say the job, cause you know why? Snitches get stitches, and I'm not a snitch. So I asked people to send me some questions for today. I did a little bit short notice and only got one. Can you grow your hair out on the sides and rub your pigtails on my feet? Guess who asked that question? Jenna. Jenna asked that question. Can you grow your pigtails out on the side of your head? Because here's the thing. Anybody that knows me knows I'm bald. Okay? I'm a bald man and I'm proud of it. Jenna, lately, has been obsessed with the idea of me growing the sides of my hair out. For whatever God knows why. God knows why she wants that. She wants me to be unattractive by every person in the world? Look, I get it. I'm a stud. But she wants me, she every time, like, this has been coming, like, going on, not every other day, but, like, probably once every 3 days. She just makes these little passive comments, like, why don't you grow your hair out? And she knows what would happen if I did that. It would be super thick and luscious on the sides and thin it'd be thin like the people at Alcatraz. You know, just all sickly looking. And I almost said thin like the people at Auschwitz, but I didn't, okay? I threw the audible and I said Alcatraz at the last second. Because I feel like the prisoners were a little, I mean, they were both prisoners, but I feel like the ones at Alcatraz were not doing good either, you know? And I felt like Auschwitz was still too soon, even though it was so long ago that we should be able to make jokes, guys. But I felt bad, and that's not right. I shouldn't have felt bad for that. I should have fucking stuck to my guns and said it like a real, real comedian would have done. You know, but I bitched out, you know? That one's on me. The cult, I'm sorry. I know you guys, I know the cult would have been so proud if I would have said Auschwitz. But I didn't. And I might have lost a couple cult members. But I might have gained some, too, because of the discretion that I used. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Jenna thinks that I should grow my hair out on the sides. Today, she asked if I could grow my hair out on the sides and make it into pigtails. Now, the rubbing around her feet part, don't know where that came from. But the answer is no. Okay? Oh, my God. A new development in... You guys know how I love to poop at work. It's one of my favorite things to do. I think it's only because... In my brain, if I poop at work, it's like, I'm getting paid to take a shit right now. That's where my head is. I know that's not like, that's not really logical. Because it's not like you're taking a shit for an hour. You know, I mean, unless you're like really backed up and it's, but it's, that's going to be pain. That's not even going to be enjoyable. You can't even enjoy like, oh man, I'm getting paid for this hour while I'm taking a shit. And it just hurts, you know. That's not fun. But. So on Sunday at the gym that I work at, we have like, there's child care and stuff, but Sundays it's not there and there's a toilet in there. And when I was going to take a dump, in the men's locker room, and there was a lot of people in there, you know, and I knew what kind of poop it was going to be. So I didn't want to, you know, and don't you dare judge me for that, because everybody knows before you go sit down on the toilet what kind of poop you're going to have. You know if it's going to be like a solid, like, drop in the log, you know, like dropping a missile. You know if it's going to be like, oh man, I might need to sit down for a minute. This one might take a little bit. You know if it's going to be water. You know if it's going to be a quick, like, and you know sometimes, and this is just sometimes, you're going to sit down and your asshole is going to go, bah! Well, I knew the way my stomach, I had the bubble guts. It was, I knew that I was going to have one of those bah! Shits. So I had to improvise. And I walked out of the bathroom. I'm like, you know, when your top lip starts getting a little bit sweaty, you're like, oh, fuck, like this is going to be bad. Light bulb went off. There's a fucking toilet for the little kids in the kids' care. So, what did daddy do? Let myself into the child's room. And again, there's no kids in there, so I don't feel bad about this. I don't feel weird. I don't feel bad. I went into that little kid's toilet, and my asshole was like, bah! It wasn't like a little quick one either. And I'm not gonna lie. I did it twice. I did it, and then my stomach still wasn't okay, and then I went back. I went back for more. More revenge. Now, do people judge you when you walk out of the daycare, and you're a man with a beard, bald, and the lights are off? Yeah. Yeah, they do. And when you, when you're faced with that situation, what you need to do, which is what I did, anytime I saw somebody giving me a little bit like confused look, I looked at them and said, "How you doing?" Right in the eyes. Looked them directly in the eyes and said, "How you doing?" Now, what happened to me today? Jenna brought me Chick-fil-A. Number one, with the lemonade. Closed on Sunday. Just kidding. She brought me a spicy chicken sandwich. Anyway. Lately, I've been doing this thing. Don't know why. But I've been, like, fasting all day long. And, so all I had today was this spicy chicken sandwich. When it hit my lips, it was like, it was like God shit on two pieces of bread and then gave it to me. And I was like, oh, okay, I think I need to eat this. I took a bite of it and it was like the most flavorful turd sandwich that you've ever had. Okay? At the end of the day, that's really what Chick-fil-A is. It's not healthy. It's just, dude, Chick-fil-A is restaurant quality, but fast food time. And that's that. This just is what it is. What it is, you know, like they're so good. They taste so good. And when it hit my lips, I instantly knew that I was going to eat this sandwich as fast as I possibly could. So I did. And here's the thing: when you fast all, this is a fun fact for you guys. When you fast all day, and the first thing to go into your stomach is a greasy, spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, your stomach goes, huh? And your asshole goes, bah! That's what happens. I got super sick, and and there was customers, and like, the thing about the vitamin shop, too, is that, like, the customers and the people use the same toilet. So, like, there's customers there, they definitely heard my asshole go, bark. And there's just nothing. I couldn't turn a fan on to drown out the sound. Nothing. I just had to sit there in filth. I think our food just got here, so I'm going to have to end this one soon. Daddy got a gyro. Now, is this going to be as good as the gyro? Look, dude. You guys are going to fucking judge me on this, and I don't give a fuck. In Parma, where we live two streets away from the Dairy Mart. Now, if you hear Dairy Mart and you're thinking, oh, wow, I wonder if that's like a little convenience store owned by Indian guys. You'd be correct, sir or ma'am. And if you're thinking, I wonder if that place is sanitary. And if you're thinking no, you'd be correct. And you also, maybe you're thinking, I wonder if it's a convenience store that also has a deli in it. Ding, 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 ding. That's the hat trick. You're 3 for 3. But you know what? The Dairy Mart, I think that's what, Dairy Mart, Deli Mart, Dairy Mart. The Dairy Mart in Parma, Ohio has some of the best gyros in town. Now, this is the same guy that used to eat 3 hot dogs on his way from a gas station from Frank Sinoco. This is the same guy that would stop at Frank Sinoco on his way to 6th grade and get 3 hot dogs in the morning. You know? I think it was 3 for $1. If it wasn't, it was 2 for $1. And you know my fat ass went up for 4. You know this little thicky had 4. If it wasn't 3, it was 4, because it damn sure wasn't 2. So I'm not a bitch. Man. We went to a comedy show down here. It was at, I think it was called the Comedy Zone, and it was like a play on like the Twilight Zone. And dude, the tickets were like $15. It wasn't like a celebrity, but it was a really, really good show. I think the host name was Burpee or Blimpy or Bumpy. I feel like it was Burpee. Dude, this guy was fucking hilarious. He was the best host of a comedy show that I've ever seen. I've been to a shitload of fucking comedy. This dude was like the coolest. He was my favorite act of the whole night. And here's the other thing. We went to like a predominantly black show. And I don't think we knew that. But also, like, we're big fans of comedy, so we don't get offended. So, like, when they were making white jokes and stuff, it was funny. When they were making black jokes, I was laughing, you know? And I mean, like I said, man, this dude was literally one of the best hosts I've ever seen. It blew me away that he was, like, that he was at a show that I didn't think was, like, enormous. Because I think he could have been doing way bigger shows. But I mean, obviously he'll get there, right? But I will definitely be going back, especially if he's there like regularly, cuz like again, we're new in the area. I'm going to see if I can get him on the podcast too. But on Instagram, man, he has like a shitload of followers. So if I did get him on, cool. If not, maybe I'll see if he can recommend some people to me. What else did we do? Oh man, we saw that movie Knives Out. You know, the Dollar Tree version of Clue. That movie was fucking good. Okay? I had no idea what to expect. But that movie was really, it was cool. It wasn't like, The commercial made it seem like it was like scary and that everybody was killing everybody. That was not the case at all. It was a murder mystery, but it wasn't like Clue where people kept getting knocked off. It was, or like a serial killer or anything. It was a cool movie, and then there was a bunch of different twists in it. And if you like those kind of movies, obviously go see it. But if you're thinking about going to see it, like, if you're on the fence, for sure, yeah. Yeah, do it. And like I said, it's not like everybody's getting murdered in this thing. A couple people get murdered, and it was just a good movie. It was a good movie overall. So, for sure, go see it. Anyway, guys, I have a fucking gyro now. So, I'm gonna go murder that. And, of course, since all that's about to be in my stomach now is what's left of that spicy chicken and about to be a gyro and probably some onion rings, best believe my asshole is going to be like, bah! Anyway, guys, go donate to the GoFundMe. Please, 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 pretty please. And, go visit tryplayandchain.com. And as always, people, until next time, peace. I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch.